Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, first name Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, date of birth, December 21, 1961, the date of evaluation, July 29, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N, Saqib, S-A-Q-U-I-B. The chief complaint, 62-year-old white male, seeing for a preoperative evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 62-year-old male who is scheduled for removal of hardware, period. The patient reports an industrial injury, period. He stated that he was loading a tractor when he hit a pothole on approximately March 8, 2022, period. He was lifted out of the seat during the accident, period. He hit the top of his head and damaged his cervical spine, period. He continued to work, but had noted left shoulder pain. He initially, correction, he ultimately underwent initial surgery in October of 2022. However, he stated that the screw backed out of position, period. He then underwent a second surgery in March of 2023. He has continued with pain involving his cervical spine, which is rated 10/10, period. It is worsened with any type of movement, period. It is associated with decreased range of motion, period. The patient is now scheduled for removal of hardware, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. He has had no chest pain or apnea, PND, or dysrhythmias, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, X number osteoarthritis, next number sciatica, next number benign prostatic hypertrophy, next number erectile dysfunction, next number constipation, next number anemia. Past surgical history, cervical spine times 2, right, next number right ankle, next number lower lumbar fusion, next number DIP of the right thumb, next number skin graft, right wrist, following a motor vehicle accident. His medications, lidocaine 1.8% patch, one daily, naproxen 500 milligrams, one BID, sildenafil 100 milligrams daily PRN, gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 to 4 daily, Tylenol 500 milligrams, take 2 TID, tizanidine 1 BID PRN, ondansetron 4 milligrams 1Q8 PRN, Lycolax 17 grams daily, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, promethazine 20 milligrams 1 BID, Izar 100/25, one daily. Iron sulfate 325 milligrams, one daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams, one daily. DSS 100 milligrams, one TID, PRN. Vitamin D complex, one daily. Multivitamins, one daily. The allergies. Davoset results in nausea and vomiting. Family history. Maternal grandmother had diabetes. Mother had hypertension and died at age 52. Social history. Patient is a prior smoker who quit 15 years ago. He notes occasional alcohol use. He notes occasional marijuana use. Review of system. Constitutional, he has lost 35 pounds. eyes, he wears glasses, ears, he has hearing loss, oral cavity, he has dentures, neck, he has vision on C6, C7, gastrointestinal, he has constipation, neurologic, he has headaches, psychiatric, depression, hematologic, easy bleeding. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 140/78, pulse 90, respiratory rate 16, height 63.5 inches, weight 181 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and not acute distress. HEENT, oral cavity reveals upper and lower dentures. Neck demonstrates tenderness on all range of motion exercise. Abdomen is mildly obese. Skin, he has multiple tattoos present. Musculoskeletal, left knee is noted to be in a brace period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 53 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 62-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury that resulted in injury to the cervical spine and shoulder, period. Patient has had cervical surgery times two. He is now scheduled for removal of hardware, period. Medically, he appears stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wilmington Ferguson.